Track 2. Born from a challenge, shaped by Norfolk's coast and launched with a sense of adventure, Windsong is a new sailing dinghy with deep roots in Burnham Overy Staithe. We discover how a 4 a.m. sketch became a boat with spirit of tradition and the thrill of speed.
There is something wonderfully fitting about the name Windsong. It sounds both practical and poetic. A boat powered by the breeze, but also one that seems to carry something of the place it was made for. The sweep of Burnham Overy Staithe's creeks and marshes, centuries of sailing heritage, and the Norfolk tradition of making useful things beautifully. For John Owles, the boat began not as a commission, not even as a serious commercial idea, but as a challenge. Someone at a sailing club had dismissed the lug rig, a traditional type of sailing rig, as out of date. Nothing but a bedsheet hung on a broomstick. John, a boat builder, was not convinced. Experience told me that I knew different, he says. So, I thought, let's see how far we could go. At first it was simply an exercise. He doodled, experimented, and let the idea take shape slowly. Then came the whole form. One night, or rather one very early morning, the idea arrived with enough force to get him out of bed. At 4 a.m, I woke up, got up, sketched it, and then went back to bed, he says. The design might have remained just an idea had it not been seen by Harry Corey Wright. For some time, artist and photographer Harry had wanted a boat for Burnham Overy Staithe. He felt there was room for something new, something particular to its landscape. There had been a local boat known as the Overy 12, a 12-foot clinker boat dating, John believes, from the late 1940s or 1950s. Over time, it had disappeared, superseded by other designs. There were quite a few lovely old boats, and they were much loved and cherished. But there was a feeling that we needed something new and exciting, and a bit fizzy, says Harry. Any new design, he believed, would need a nod to the history of Overy, whilst also being fast, visually striking, and capable of handling the shallow creeks and channels of the harbour. When John first showed Harry the sketches, the reaction was immediate. He showed me these drawings he'd made, and they were the most exciting thing you'd ever seen, Harry recalls. There was this little fly of a beautiful boat, with this extremely gorgeous-looking lug rig that half made sense and half didn't make sense. The rest is history, really. You could describe the project as a serendipitous convergence, bringing together designers, builders and sailors who shared a love of a boat and a place and a new way of experiencing all of that, says Harry. Together with Charles McIntyre, known as Charlie Mack, Harry decided to see whether there was enough support to make it happen. A table was set up at the village boathouse, questions were answered, and John was hauled out of the workshop whenever technical knowledge was needed. Then, within a week, funding had been raised for the prototype. Charlie Mack came round waving his notebook, laptop thing, and came and said, "We've made the target, start building," says John. The first boat was built at the boathouse by John's wife, Max, during lockdown. It was the first strip-planked boat she'd made, though the two had been boat builders together for many years. The process, he says, was interesting, quite frustrating, quite annoying, but the result was a success. Since then, the project has grown to 7 boats, including the prototype. Windsong is a 14-foot dinghy with around another 18 inches added by the bowsprit. She's about 5 foot wide and built in lightweight cedar strip construction, similar to the methods used for canoes, then encased in epoxy and fiberglass for strength, plus plenty of varnish. Lots of shiny varnish to make it pretty, says John. The rig is central to its character. The lug rig may be old, but to John, old does not mean obsolete. He describes it as an agricultural rig, historically used for fishing, especially where boats had to work their way down long rivers or locks before turning for home with the prevailing wind. He cites Loch Fyne and Brittany as places where lug rig boats continued to develop because they suited the work they had to do. In Windsong, that has been paired with a modern fast hull. This combination gives the boat a broad range. In light airs, she can provide what John calls lazy Sunday Windsong sailing, drifting gently about, with imaginary gin and tonics and cucumber sandwiches, but when the wind arrives, she becomes something else. The result, from John's point of view, has been even better than expected. I wasn't expecting it to be as slippery as fast and also as dry, he says. It doesn't go through waves, it parts them. And so you've got this wall of spray either side, but you're dry. Harry shares that enthusiasm. When the wind picks up and you get that gust that takes you onto the plane, it is a truly thrilling experience, he says. There's something about the lift that Windsong gives you that is unlike anything else. During the first autumn, sailing the prototype in stronger winds proved absolutely superb, very, very exciting, says John, and showed what still needed tweaking. That process of refinement has been part of the story from the beginning. The team has sailed the boat hard, identifying weaknesses and making improvements. It's about evolving into something that can take the punishment and do the job and be exciting and thrilling and all-round good fun, says John. For him, the story of Windsong is inseparable from his own lifelong connection with Burnham Overy Staithe. He first came there as a child on holiday, spending their days on Skalt Head Island, sailing and swimming. He learnt boat handling from Laddie Lane, who ran the ferry to the island, and taught himself to sail in a little boat built by his father. At low tide, when he got it wrong, he could run aground, work out what had happened, get back in and try again. Life took him far beyond Norfolk. He sailed and raced at Lyme Regis, owned an old Thames sailing barge, and ran beer charters, worked on merchant ships, and managed maritime recruitment. He even designed software after creating a database for his own business in the early days of computers. Eventually, bored with that world, he went to the International Boat Building Training College in Lowestoft, and he has now been building and repairing boats for more than 30 years. His return to Burnham Overy Staithe was, he says, accidental. Family circumstances brought him back to North Norfolk, and a visit to the boathouse led to a conversation with the then-manager, Tim Gatty. Asked whether he could help with a backlog of work, John agreed. The board approved his employment for no longer than 3 months. He never left. And Max joined him, first helping with the administration and then in the workshop, later taking over management of the boathouse after Tim Gatty retired. Harry speaks about Burnham Overy Staithe with similar affection. His own family's connection stretches back generations, and he describes the marshes as a landscape shaped by memory as much as geography. Every moment is marked by a tide, he says. It's a very unique, very transient place, made of no rock, nothing firm in it. It's all sand, air, and water. Yet for all its sense of history, he believes the harbour is continually renewed. The whole place is refreshed by the tide, he says. It allows you to feel that the place is completely current, totally of now. This month, Windsong is heading for a wider audience at Southampton International Boat Show. As well as being on display, there are hopes of arranging opportunities for interested visitors to try other Windsongs from local sailing clubs. And this summer, four young sailors have taken two of the craft on a promotional tour, including Hickling Broad and Wroxham, before heading to the Solent to sail at Cowes Week. The project's appeal extends beyond pure sailing performance. For Harry, one of its strengths is the way it combines heritage and innovation. There is something about sailing that's got heritage, but which is also brand new, modern and fizzy, he says. It's unlike anything else. That blend has struck a chord with the sailors involved in Windsong's current tour around the South Coast. I think they just find it exhilarating, Harry says. That's probably the main word everyone seems to use. There is, too, a larger ambition. John compares Windsong's construction to that of Suffolk's Spirit Yachts and wonders whether it could become the Spirit Yachts of the dinghy world. Beautiful, desirable, rooted in craft, but with performance at its heart. What began as a challenge and a sketch on a piece of paper has grown into something larger, drawing together boat builders, sailors and enthusiasts who want to be part of its story. For Harry, that collective spirit has always been central to the project. Windsong's never been about money, he says. The intention was to make something that was really good fun and thoroughly Norfolk and make people raise their eyes and go, "Cool, hadn't thought of that." John is similarly philosophical about where the boat might go next. "At my age now, I'm just enjoying the ride," he says. "Win or lose, it's an adventure. I hope people join us."